Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week.
Big Drive Home for Tuesday on Radio Essex. That's what we're called. I saw it today, and it's, I think we were called Essex Radio FM, which is different.
Excellent.
Essex Radio FM.
Do you know, people get confused all the time.
Yeah.
And even people that I think, listen, like one of my mates went to the other day, he's still on old BBC Essex, and I went, no, I'm not. I'm on Radio Essex. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. I think a lot of people, who was it that came on air and thought we were BBC Radio Essex? Marcus Bentley, the voiceover from Big Brother.
Do you remember when we done the quiz?
He went, oh, I loved being on BBC Essex. Like, I hate to disappoint you, mate, but you're not.
Do you remember when we done the quiz?
Yes, in lockdown.
Someone phoned up because they were doing a quiz on BBC Essex, so we told them they got the right answer.
Chris's top three.
I think they really thought they'd won some money or something.
Yeah.
20 to 4, top three is on. It's Chris and Scott, and the radio station is called Radio Essex. Let's go to our news team. The Radio Essex newsroom is Rebecca. She's there with a news story. We need a song suggestion for this news story.
Okay, a man was left shocked after he was charged £35,000 for a 15-minute Uber trip.
Wow.
The driver mixed up a town in Manchester with one in Australia, 10,000 miles away. This poor kid was told it would cost just £10 for a 4-mile trip from Hyde in Greater Manchester to Ashton-under-Lyne. And when he woke up the next morning, he saw that Uber had taken out of his account £35,427.97.
Wow.
Because the Uber driver mixed up Ashton-under-Lyne with the town of Ashton near Adelaide in South Australia. Probably shouldn't be a cab driver.
Well, I mean, how old is this kid? If he's got £35,000 in his bank account, he's doing
exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
He's 22 by the look of the report.
Yeah, to me, that's a kid.
I don't, you know, that's fine. I don't understand because it would come up on the Uber driver's map.
In front of you saying, welcome to Australia.
You need to head to Heathrow and get your car on a plane and then land at Sydney. Yep. That would be a big giveaway.
Yeah.
Okay, so he woke up in the morning to find that Uber had tried to take £35,427.97 from the bank account.
For a 15-minute trip.
For a 15-minute trip. We need a news story. That's a big surcharge, that, isn't it? It must have been short of Ubers that night. It must have been in an Uber X.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
An Uber first class Boeing 747. if you've got a song suggestion for that story, let us know. Thank you so much for all the suggestions coming in on the top three that Rebecca gave us. It was about a man who was left shocked after he was charged £35,000 for a 15-minute Uber drive because the driver mixed up a town in Manchester with one in Australia.
I mean, it's a really, really ridiculous mistake to make, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it's like 15 minutes or 10,000 miles.
It depends on, I mean, I've been in Ubers before where I wouldn't have even known if it dropped me off in Australia.
Yeah.
Because that's why I'm in an Uber. I've come out and I'm like, I've missed all the trains. I need to get into an Uber. And then if I'd ended up in Australia, the other thing I would do as well is when it comes through on the thing, I'd just click 10% tip. Well, I don't even know what that would be, £3,500? Be a big tip, wouldn't it, on £35,000? I would just go, hit that.
It'd make the kebab taste really bad. It's a bit cold, this kebab. I've had it for 24 hours.
It wouldn't be the best experience. But luckily, it was sorted and the car company later charged him with his actual fee, which was a much more reasonable £10.53. And apologised for the error by saying, sorry about that.
I wouldn't have charged him.
He should have got that for free, shouldn't he? It's the top three where we had this great story of a man who was left shocked after he got charged £35,000 for a 15-minute Uber trip. The driver mixed up a town in Manchester with one in Australia and billed him for it. 10,000-mile trip at the back of an Uber.
Well, that's a lot of money.
In 15 minutes.
It's good, isn't it?
It's not bad.
Technology.
£35,500. They tried to take from his bank account. And thank you for all your song suggestions.
Chris and Scott's top three.
A really good one this afternoon. Thank you very much, Laura the Decorator, 4 Day a Week, Stephen Braintree, Aretha in there, Robin Southend, Tom Cafe 316, Natalie in Whittam, Mark, Donna on Canby, Lydia, Sue in Holbridge, Mark, Teresa, and there's quite a few of you on there, so thank you very much for those. Let's have a listen to the top three at number three.
Very clever.
Bit of an Australian connection.
Yeah.
So that's at number three. And number two, you went with...
Yeah, one of my favourite songs.
Literally Around the World. Yeah. Daft Punk is at number two. And in a similar vein, at number one... Lisa Stansfield, All Around the World, at the back of an Uber, trying to find her baby. Number one on the top three today from 1991. That doesn't seem possible.
It does.
Lisa Stansfield.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Minute by minute,
hour by hour.
Yo, DJ, drop that.
Radio Essex.
Lisa Stansfield and All Around the World from 1991, the number one song on the title fight this afternoon. I know it's 1991, and there's a select few songs that I always know are from 1991. Because one of the first albums I had on the CD was The Greatest Hits of 1991.
What?
And that was on it.
Was it now...
It was called The Greatest Hits of 91. Oh. It was a double CD, and that was on it. Lisa Stansfield was on it.
And so it always sticks in your mind?
Yeah, and every time I hear a song that was on that album, I can confidently go, another big hit from 1991. And I was on a hospital radio station, which is basically a radio station for people in hospital.
Yeah, no, I think people know what hospital radio is.
Pretty glam. And there's certain songs you can't play. The cutting crew doesn't work very well. There's a few songs to avoid playing. and that was the only album we had.
Oh, no.
I mean, you're talking higher rotation than this station. I mean, it was like Lisa Stansfield again, and there was only 20 tracks on this album. So it was a higher rotation radio station.
I remember when I first was friends with you, I remembered that you were on... You were the voice of B&Q.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah. Did B&Q radio, do-it-yourself radio.
Yeah.
That's what we used to say in the trade. Quite funny. I was on B&Q radio.
Yeah, because I remember like meeting you and going, sorry, are you the voice of B&Q? You're like, yeah, I used to do that.
No, that was after we knew each other.
No, before and after. I think you did it for a while. You're the voice of the trains and everything. You just.
I remember once being in B&Q in about 2005, and I went to pay for my stuff and I started talking to the cashier woman and she went, I recognise your voice. And I went, you know, like you do.
Yeah, yeah.
And she said, you're on the radio. And I went, yeah, no, I've been on Capital for 4 years now. She was like, no, it's not that. It's you're the B&Q girl. You're on B&Q. I was thinking I've made it all the way to Capital and she's recognised me for being on in-store radio in B&Q.
Yeah, it's kind of how I feel when people go to me, oh, you work at Radio Essex. I go, no,
I'm in five.
Let
the beat drop. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Right, I'm just going to let people into what we were just talking about.
About what?
Off air. So, are you a big Meghan Trainor fan?
Meghan Trainor fan?
You don't even know what you just said to Tom. You literally just looked at Tom and you said... It's not that I'm deaf. I've got no bass, but I've got all bass, no treble.
It's all about the bass.
No treble. that's actual word.
Yeah, I said if you've just tuned in, I've gone deaf, but I haven't actually. I can hear in both ears, but only it's really bassy. There's no treble. It's all gone Meghan Trainor in my head. more than half of us have booked trips to movie or TV show locations. Who's done this? To go and see where something's filmed?
No, I've been somewhere and then gone, oh my God, I could now go to... I went to the place where they filmed The Bill.
Yeah.
Not to go to the place. I was there and I was like, it was around the corner. I was like,
I'm going around
oh
the
my
corner.
God, I'm going to go around the corner. But I've not gone like an anorak and gone...
Well, I've done both. So I've done the anorak thing.
Why did I know that you had?
Well, because I'm into all that. But I went to... When I was in, I used to work around Boreham Wood, just outside Watford, where they film EastEnders. So where, and I was a salesperson, and I was selling in this house, and this woman said, oh, through that window, you can see Hover Square. And I was like, yeah, of course you can. You could. Literally, the back of her window overlooked most of Albert Square.
I think I know the window, because when I was in the band, I used to perform at Top of the Pops.
Yeah, same building, isn't it?
Same building, yeah. So it's... I've walked around Albert Square, but for the same reason, is I was doing Top of the Pops, and then someone said,
Albert Square's
over
there.
Do you want to walk around Albert Square? I was like, yes, please. Thank you. Now.
But you wouldn't book a holiday to do that specifically?
No.
Because I've just come back, we did LA, didn't I, this year? And we did do, like, Warner Brothers Studio. We did...
You went to the Friends thing, didn't you?
Yeah, went to Friends. They went to the actual Friends set. And I've seen the outside of the Friends building in New York. But like you, when I was in New York and I was having a coffee, chatting to some English tourists, and they went, oh, the Friends building's down that road. And Sex and the City, it's all in that same street. So obviously we were there and we went... Oh, we need to go and have
we
a look
need
at
to
that.
Go there,
yeah, so wasn't specifically for that, but we did in LA. We did all the Warner Brothers tour. We did all the tours. Went around the Ellen Studio and all that kind of stuff. That was fun, but I don't think I'd book a holiday because apparently people watching Peaky Blinders and Bridgerton, Downton Abbey, they will then book a holiday to go and see those places. That's literally why they're doing it. Game of Thrones is another one, isn't it? People watch Game of Thrones and then they'll book a holiday to go and see. Location, so that's the reason for the holiday. Would you do that?
I wouldn't personally. Would I? Hang on, no. Let me just. If someone said to me, you can book a holiday to go and sit in the kit car, sit in kit, rider, I would say, book me up. But
you wouldn't say that to Kerry, though. You'd say we're going here because it's amazing.
Yeah,
we've got all these things, and there's a thing about kit, but we do that another day.
Yeah.
But all the drinking and the beach and the sunshine is amazing. There's a kit thing, but we can do that another bit.
Yeah.
That's how you'd sell it.
Yeah, exactly.
In your head, all you're thinking of is Knight Rider.
I would.
Tom, would you do it?
I'd definitely do that.
What's your favourite show?
It usually changes, but I'd be up for going to see they have that Lord of the Rings experience in New Zealand. I'd love to go do that. That looks cool.
But you would book a holiday specifically because of that?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, oh, I have family out there, I've got to go see them.
Yeah.
But.
It makes sense.
Yeah, but I don't think, I wouldn't want to do the old, like, wear the t-shirt, wear the hat, wear the scarf, and go.
And do funny Star Trek things with your hands.
No.
You wouldn't be doing that.
I've never seen that, Star Trek. No.
You've never seen Star Trek, have you?
No.
No.
Okay. I'm not.
You haven't seen Star Wars, so I didn't imagine you starting on Star Trek and hadn't moved up.
I'm a geezer.
Nice. Thanks for all your texts as well, places you visited due to TV, films, anything that you really wanted and you were like, oh, I've seen this programme and I want to go and see where it's filmed. I'd love to know, especially if you paid for a holiday to go there. Radio Essex, hello.
Hello, Chris. Barney and George on the way from school again. Listening to your conversation regarding going on holiday to places that are in films.
Yeah.
Many, many, many moons ago, I did the Da Vinci Code route, starting off by train in London, then following the whole Da Vinci Code route all the way to Rome.
Wow.
All by train.
On your own, or?
It was actually with my now ex-wife as our part of our honeymoon.
So you got mixed feelings from the trip here.
it was a great experience. I definitely recommend it to anyone. But yeah. Mixed feelings about it.
Yeah, of course. Oh, nice one. Thank you for that.
No worries, mate.
Shut up. Take care. See you later. Bye-bye. Let's go out
together. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Let's go out together. This is Radio Essex.
Beyonce and Cuff It before that. Fatboy Slim right here, right now.
Very good.
Cuff It Up. I thought it said Cough It Up. I was thinking it's disgusting. Why is she ringing a song called Cough It Up, Cough It Up?
I've got a very quick, funny story about Cuff It.
Okay.
I have.
Okay.
So the other day, so I write songs, don't I?
Yeah. You
know, so the other day, I woke up in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And in my head, I had no lyrics, but I had, which is exactly what she does.
Yeah, yeah.
I had obviously just heard it on the radio because we were playing it.
Yeah.
I thought I'd wrote a really good song. I woke up in the morning all excited. Oh, yeah, what should I do? And I was like, Beyonce. And then I had to put it down because I had...
You rewrote Beyonce's Cuff It?
Yeah.
This is like the conversations we've had where you think we come up with an invention. You wake up in the morning, you go, I've just invented... I've got this great idea, and then you Google it and realise it's already out there.
You go, oh, light bulb.
The best one, I've said it on the radio before, and I still don't understand why this isn't huge, but I invented in my sleep a saucepan that had like a blade on the bottom that just turned. So when you're cooking a bolognese, it's just stirring it automatically.
Yeah, they make...
I woke up thinking I was a multi-millionaire.
Yeah. Yeah, I've said this on the radio, I've done the same. And I still don't, I don't know why it hasn't caught on, really.
No,
I don't
want,
you know, you've got a jack of potato.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a thing that you, like, plumped it up with, like, you know, cut it and plumped it up with. Already exists.
Already invented.
Gutted.
I woke up that morning thinking, I said to Karen about it. I went, this is genius. She
went,
I
need to work today.
She said it is. She went, T-File invented it 10 years ago.
I'm glad I found your one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex.
Big Drive Home on the radio, obviously. Radio Essex, that's it. Wednesday.
Completed it, mate.
I didn't know what. No, we haven't finished
yet. No.
We've got, but it's because we're going out tonight. You're all excited, aren't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, we're going for a meeting. Casino.
Yeah, I know where we're going.
Yeah.
I don't think Karen's listening. She's in a meeting.
Karen might be.
Oh, meeting.
I've said casino, but a meeting at the casino.
Are we having a meeting?
We're talking about
the show.
No.
The podcast that we can't talk about on the radio.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
We can't, I mean, I know we can't say it. We're talking about that one. The men thing.
Tom's face just like...
Mm. Well, because he gets the emails. He gets the abuse.
But it is real life. That's what we're doing later.
Yeah.
We've got a meeting about our podcast.
Can't lie to people.
No. But it's a night out where we get to hang out outside the radio station as if we were mates.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's like two men hanging out, talking about FIFA. The A to Z of life.
Yeah, this is exactly that. Mm. I tell you what I wanted to talk about, which I saw on Facebook earlier, and I was like, this is genius. Songs you hate that everyone else loves.
Okay. Green, green grass.
Green, green grass. Blue, blue sky.
No, I don't believe everyone loves that song. I think our music department believe everyone loves that song. I don't believe everyone loves that song.
So is it like, so it's songs that you...
You know that everyone loves them, but you hate them. For me, and maybe I'm wrong, I think a lot of people like Cher.
I can't stand that song. I hate it.
Do you believe in life after love?
It's like fingers on a blackboard to me. It's horrible.
Yeah.
But you don't like it either, Tom.
No, I... Can't
big
stand.
Fan.
Not a big fan of it. Okay, so that's not...
Do you know whose favourite song it is in the whole wide world?
Whose?
Producer Jamie's from Breakfast, Martin and Sue.
His favourite song in the world
His
is Cher.
His favourite song in the whole wide world, which tells me a lot about him, if I'm honest. His favourite song is that song.
Is it really?
No, seriously.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that maybe that is one. Maybe... On the text, if you're a fan of that song, I presumed everyone loved it. I was the only one that didn't like it. You can't stand Madonna.
Oh.
Or Prince.
Oh, mate. It's like you're swearing at me right now.
So any Madonna song?
Can't stand it. As in, I don't get the hype. I don't understand it. Like, for example...
Rebecca from News is staring at you through the window.
What's the problem? What?
No, it's not just a Madonna, any Madonna song.
Awful artist. Awful, Rebecca. Go back and do some news. It's awful. But for example, Muse, right?
Yeah.
Muse.
Yeah.
But I'm feeling good. I think Muse are incredible musicians. I think their songs are really good.
Yeah.
If they were sung by someone else. Matt Bellamy's voice grates on me like cheddar cheese.
Let's go back to Madonna because she did loads of songs.
No, if you're gonna start playing Madonna,
there is one Madonna song that I can't stand that everyone loves, and it's this one.
No, awful
song.
Turn it off. Don't give her any airtime.
But one of my favourite songs. Madonna's Crazy for You. This is a classic.
But
beautiful song.
But do you not understand? I can appreciate the song. It's her voice.
Professional singer and all that.
I can't stand it. So overrated.
Producer Tom.
Nirvana.
What?
I hate Nirvana.
What?
Are you awful?
Kidding me?
It's awful.
How are we friends? Sorry, I've got really high pitch. I'm really.
You were higher than Madonna then.
Yeah, Smells Like Teen Spirit is one of the worst songs ever.
Wow. So that is your one then?
Yes.
If I said to you, songs you hate that everyone loves, you'd go, Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with you?
It's so boring.
The amount of people coming to our window to stare through at us.
So, do you know?
Awful.
Do you know what I love doing? This, so I love a song that I know my wife absolutely hates. I mean, like, she hates it with a passion that burns deep.
Mm.
It's Limp Bizkit and Rolling. She hates it that much, so I put it on just to annoy her a little bit. And I go, chocolate starfish!
Mac is As It Was by Harry Styles. Mate, you're listening to the wrong station.
Yeah. See you later, Mac.
That's literally coming up. Kaz says, I can't stand Come On Eileen by Dexys Midnight Runners. Red, Red Wine. Makes my hair stand up on end. Not in a good way, says Kaz.
Brad has wrote, can't stand any song from five.
If you're getting down, baby, I want it now, baby. Come and get it on, baby. I want it now, baby.
You know what, Brad? You're entitled to your opinion, but I don't like you. No, I'm joking.
Songs you hate that everyone else loves. Because I think everybody's got one of these.
Definitely.
And you, I don't think Cher Believe is a good example, because I actually don't think that many people like that song.
No one likes that song.
But I think Smells Like Teen Spirit, producer Tom's one, is a perfect example. Everyone loves that song except for him.
It's an awful song.
You're an awful person.
Thank you for having us on. Thank you for getting involved as well. I was asking you songs you hate that everyone else seems to love. So controversial music opinions.
It's dangerous this to do on the radio, isn't it? Because I'm not the biggest fan of this one.
There was this can with worms in it.
Yeah.
I decided I needed to open that. It's gone mad on the text. Sue in Holbridge, hate, 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 hate Sunshine on a Rainy Day by Zoe off of the 90s.
Such
reminds me of a previous relationship. Couldn't stand him either.
Yeah, yeah, we've opened like the past for you there.
Oh, I'll join this one with you, Kerry and Rayleigh. Love Shack, B-52s. What?
Isn't it annoying? Love Shack.
Yeah, but we're all agreeing on these.
See, I like the chorus for that, but when the guy comes in like, Love Shack, baby. Yeah. That part, no.
Yeah,
Love Shack, baby.
Yeah. Dobbo Muse or Radiohead are not great. Don't like them. Kim and Holbridge. I hate Afraid to Feel by LF System. It really grates on me. You should join Mac.
That was our one to watch. Do you know what? I'm going to say something controversial now.
Go on.
I literally can't stand, I'm going to say hate, actually. I hate you two.
You too?
I hate them.
All of the songs?
All of the songs.
Yeah.
And Bono, put him in the bin, mate. Put him in the bin.
Helen from South Ockenden. Hi, Chris and Scott. I absolutely detest the Pogues and Kirsty McCall's Fairy Tale of New York. Unfortunately, I have to suffer it every Christmas. There's no escape. Yeah, I mean, we try and only play it for a couple of weeks, to be fair, in a year.
Yeah, we do.
We very rarely play it in June. Tom Cafe says, producer Tom hating Nirvana. You've just given Tom a bad name.
Oh, well. I mean,
to be honest, I've stopped talking to Tom now. I've shunned him for the rest of the day.
Carly from Rayleigh's gone the other way. She says, I love Nickelback and Photograph, but everyone hates it. No.
It's one of my
favourite songs in the world.
Good song. Look at this photograph. Good impression of me,
very it? Good. My husband hates it, so whenever he winds me up, I set it for him as his alarm. He wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning, he's like, Whoa! I'm up! Wow. Loads on there. Carla, you working at Bespokely Made Gourmet Popcorn. Your one's weird. You can't stand Rihanna Umbrella.
Oh, can't stand it.
Ella,
It's a tune!
Yeah, everyone else loves it. It drives me mad.
But you can see, I'm kind of with you on the annoying part. When it goes, that bit that I just done, Ella, it's like, oh, it does grate on you a little bit, but I like the rest of the song.
Again, I've seen sort of other people sing it and stuff, and not so bad, but definitely Rihanna in general.
I don't know why I know this, but JLS did a version of Umbrella, and it's actually really good.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
I think just her in general. I have got others, say ABBA is another one that I've
You've put anything. Again. You've put anything by ABBA.
Yeah.
I can
now,
go
I
on.
I used to work in London, and there used to be a party boat that used to go up and down the Thames that just played ABBA all night. and my firm were going to book it, and I went, there is no way on this planet you're putting me on a boat that's playing ABBA for a whole evening. That is my idea of hell. I will jump off.
Do you know what? I'm with you on you know, it's controversial, but I so overrated.
Guaranteed, if you go to some sort of wedding or party,
Dancing
that
Queen.
Is what comes on.
Oh. Yeah.
God, see, what about Everybody Get Up by Five?
Oh,
terrible.
Oh, God. Carla, lovely talking to you.
And to you guys.
You take care. See you later.
See you later. Bye.
Bye. Years and Years, Please Delete Them from Your Playlist. Wow, says Patrick. I like Years and Years, so that is a good one. Can't stand Mylene Klass, says Ben. Mylene Klass doesn't have that many songs out, does she?
No, I think he's just saying he doesn't like Mylene Klass,
so that was not quite what we were looking at. Barbara Streisand by Doug Source. That one. Barbara Streisand.
That's annoying, yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Laura, not a song, but I really hate it when people say see you later when they're not going to see you later. That's a different text to Laura, but write that down, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Things you hate people saying, do that next week. Laura's basically doing her job for us.
My my mum doesn't like it when we say that's a banger. She told me that yesterday.
Really?
Yeah. Told me that yesterday. That was a critique.
Chris Sanderson from Billericay, Anything by Elvis Presley, can't stand him.
Elvis Presley. Okay.
Let's go to the phones as well. It's loads of phone calls as well this afternoon. Hello, Radio Essex.
Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, great. Thank you. I'm just out walking my doggos.
Oh, nice. Long walk or a small walk?
Oh, just round the farm. So, yeah, not too long. 20 minutes.
You own a farm?
And only a little one.
Oh, a little farm.
Takes 20 minutes to walk round it. It's all right.
Yeah,
sounded such a brag, didn't it? I do apologise.
It's like Scott talking about his hot tub. I'm just walking around my farm. I couldn't let yours go without talking to you, because you've written really nicely. You've written, can't stand Jennifer Rush, Power of Love, full stop. And then you've written, or anything by the Beatles.
Oh, and then I added another one saying Beyonce is totally overrated.
Oh yes, you've gone for Beyonce as well.
So, you don't like the Beatles or Beyonce?
No.
What do you like?
It's easier to say what I don't like.
Why do you listen to radio?
because I like this bit. I like the chatting and the fun and the...
Yeah, the music gets in the way. I've always said that.
Yeah.
On our show it does.
I was like, we should be on LBC just talking. That sounds much more fun.
I'm not sure you'd fit in. You can't be that serious.
No, I don't think you could do that. All right, so give me one song that you love. You've got the Roaring Fire on in your mansion on your farm.
Yeah, what about Guns N' Roses, Down Here on the Farm?
Yeah, that's a great song.
Great song.
Do you like Lizzo?
Yes, I do.
Oh, there you go.
Brilliant.
Excellent. We'll get some Lizzo on for you.
That'd be great.
All right. Well, you have a good day. Enjoy the farm.
Thank you.
Say hello to the animals for me.
No, we don't have any animals, just dogs. Two dogs.
It's a big farm for two dogs.
Yeah.
Excellent. You have a good day.
See you later.
Thank you. See you later. Bye.
Hey, by Outkast, the worst song ever, says Amy. Wow. Shaggy wasn't me. Terrible song, says Rob in Lee. Debs is on there as well. Just Home, I'm guessing this is Hate Songs. I hate Dance Monkey. She didn't just put hate, she'd put another word before hate. I hate Dance Monkey. And George Ezra, but I think you already know that. Thank you, Debs. Original Ben says Coldplay, can't stand Coldplay. Mac, also a Pink hater. Hate anything by Ed Sheeran. What, Sharon? It's blasphemous.
I mean, I like his old stuff more.
Do you?
Yeah.
You're for the 18 more than Celestial?
No, right, no. So he's had a middle bit. So Celestial, I really like.
Yeah.
Two-Step, whatever it was called.
Two-Step and Peru weren't my favourite songs from Ed Sheeran, but Overpass, Shape of You, no, Overpass and Shivers, brilliant. Celestial, I think,
what's
is incredible.
What's the silly one in the middle, the Halloween-y one? Producer Tom?
The Halloween-y one. He hasn't got a Halloween song.
Yeah, he has. He dressed up silly with...
Mean Bad Habit?
Yeah, stupid song.
It's not a Halloween song.
It's a stupid song. It's a stupid song.
Oh, wow. Sharon, thank you for that. Liz can't stand Natasha Bedingfield. Very occasionally comes on the radio station. Can't stand that. Jordan says can't stand Five.
He was joking.
Like, what are they even doing now? Only joking. Still a huge fan. I can't stand Adele. Great voice, but songs just wind me up, says Jordan. Maybe he's our ex.
Maybe.
So imagine Adele's ex can't stand the songs either. Hi, Chris and Scott. I really hate Take That, and I have to turn them on when they come. Turn them off when they come on the radio. Cheers for a good show, says Jane. Good show, because we haven't played Take That today.
Yeah.
And Havana, hate it, says Donna on Canvey. There you go. A couple of people said Amy Winehouse as well. That came up quite a few times, didn't it?
Yeah.
Shaggy It Wasn't Me's come up more than once. That was fun. I like that. I got it all off my chest. I went with Cher. No, how do you do it? You doing that? That I can't stand that song.
That was really good.
I've basically used Cher's microphone. I can't stand that. You can't stand pretty much anything by Madonna, Prince, or U2, which is quite an array of music.
All rubbish.
And yours was my favourite because yours is one that you hate that everybody loves. You can't stand Smells Like Teen Spirit, producer Tom.
Pretty much all Nirvana.
All Nirvana.
Yeah.
Nirvana
put it all
is
in
so
the bin.
Good, mate.
Put it all in the bin.
We definitely playing this song next because this song come up more than once.
Yeah.
Here's Beyonce. There they all go. Click.
Bye. What you gonna do when you don't stop when you play hit music?
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
Hi to Debbie. Says, Chris, can't believe you do the washing. It's not a regular thing. I just did it today just because it looked like it was needed to be done. And because the weather was nice, I thought I can do it and hang it up outside and it will dry.
I've got something against putting clothes out in this weather where it could turn. I don't like doing things twice. I really don't. So I use the clothes horse thing.
The aerer.
Aerer, yeah.
And do it inside.
That can go outside and then you can transport the whole thing in if it rains. But
can't do it with the washing line.
Standing out there with the washing line trying to save yourself from getting wet is not a good thing.
Can I ask a question as an open forum?
Yeah, go for it.
Thanks, producer Tom. Do you do washing at your house or does your mum do
that? Don't be silly.
I sometimes do washing.
Okay,
yeah.
So you might know the answer. Put the washing out.
Yeah.
Little bit of rain, not a lot, little bit, just dampens it a little bit. Does that now need washing again or is the rain just another little rinse through?
No, leave it.
Yeah.
Right, so Kerry would say, it's all going to need washing again now. I say, don't be ridiculous, it's water.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I mean, if we've had a complete downpour through dirty clouds and it's been up...
Yeah, Sahara desert rain coming in.
Yeah, obviously.
To do a rewash.
We're going
to
rewash.
And if it's a proper... I'm talking about spitting, so it's a little bit damper. But then the sun comes out again. I just sit as an... It's almost like a natural washing machine. It's had another little rinse, now it's back on drier.
Well, I left the washing out the other day overnight.
Yeah.
It hadn't rained.
But it was damp.
It was damp because obviously... It gets cold, didn't it, at night. I just left it out until it dried again.
When's the bit where you get the really horrible smelling clothes?
That's when if you leave it in the tumble dryer.
And it's wet, because that's not a nice smell. No, I smell that on people sometimes, and I almost want to say, what's happening here is your washing machine's not right.
When my 21-year-old come home from uni, every one of his clothes
smelled like that. Yeah, that's funny. I can now smell that damp washing smell that we were just talking about.
Damp dog.
Damp dog smell. I can smell that now. Washing machine Mark, he's an expert in washing machines, listening to us chatting about washing machines.
Yep.
He's on the phone. What you got for us, Mark?
I'm so glad you said about that smell, because some people can't smell that, and I can, and that stinks.
It's horrible, isn't it?
Do you know what I think it smells like, Mark? I think it smells like damp dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say it smells like a damp dog. I do as well. I totally agree with you. Yeah. Something else mixed in.
Yeah,
In fact, they do quick washes, 30 degrees, and then they dry them. They think, oh, yeah, that's nice and dry. It's not as damp. I'm not a scientist, but I've been doing this 35 years. Put a temperature probe in your drum and put it on a quick wash and see how long it actually heats for and see the actual temperature it goes for. It only heats for about 8 minutes. There's no way it can get to 30 degrees in that time.
I haven't got that much time on my hands.
I know.
I'll just go and get my temperature probe out and put a rinse on.
But don't use quick wash. Quick washes and liquid tabs, no.
Right, okay. Good knowledge, Mark.
Thanks, Mark.
Anyway, keep up the entertainment, guys.
Thank you, mate.
Cheers, mate.
Speak to you soon.
Cheers. Bye.
Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Let's talk about something that we talked about yesterday, but this is a different slant on it. We were talking about this last night when we went out for a couple of beers. We were talking yesterday on the radio. Remind us, what was the text yesterday? Things that, the songs that you hate.
You just hate that everybody else loves.
And we were talking about it yesterday. And we were like, oh yeah, I hate Cher and Believe. Everyone loves it and I hate it. And then we were out last night and somebody said something to us and I went, oh, I hate it when people say that. And then you went, oh, that's, we should do that on the radio.
It's a text,
so the same as the songs that you hate, that everyone does, things that people say that you hate, but everyone says it.
Yeah. Like when people say obs.
Yeah, those type of things. Don't and like people it. Still people still say ream. I've heard that recently and I'm like, sorry, we've just gone back 20 years.
That's it's just not good, is it?
Old people like us that go, it's wicked.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that.
The boys say peak.
Yeah, but that's good, isn't it?
No, because it can mean this is how weird the kids are now. It can mean good or bad, peak.
Okay.
So you can go, like, so you never know where you are. You go, oh, wow, that, you know, you go, oh, that's peak. And you go, oh, that's a shame. They go, no, no, the good peak. And I go, right, it makes no sense. Just give it one meaning. Oh, that's, oh.
But bad sick. Used to be like that. Now, it's so bad, that. And you're like, oh, don't you like it? No, it's bad.
It's sick?
Yeah.
Oh, you're all right. You finish it? No, it's sick.
No, you sound
sick,
old, mate. You literally sound old now.
It's true, though, isn't it?
This is going to be well wicked. Let's get on the text. Things that people say that annoy you. And maybe not necessarily it doesn't annoy other people. Just things that people say that annoy you. And we can single some people out on the show.
Yeah, we could do.
Yeah, with Blue Sky. Hello, Alison.
Hi, Chris. How you doing?
Hello. You well?
Yeah. Ironically, this is what I'm about to say to you.
Go on.
I've got a long-term lung disease, and it really annoys me. People say, oh, but you don't look ill.
Can they? Yeah. Are they looking inside your lung?
Well, clearly.
Oh, mate.
I get that so often. It's, oh, but you don't look ill.
So, well, I am ill. That's what you should say. Well, I am.
I've actually had people come up to me and say, why have you parked in this bay? And I said, well, because I've got a blue badge. Well, how did you get that? Because I'm not very well.
You don't look ill.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Alison, thank you for that.
Thanks for that, doctor. Yes, yeah.
You don't sound ill, Alison.
You don't sound ill at all. You sound fine.
Yeah, thanks. Love you.
See you.
Bye.
It's Chris and Scott, and we like you a lot. Thank you for having us on.
I don't like it when you say that.
You don't like that?
No.
Okay, it is
what
it is.
That one's a banger, isn't it?
It is what it is.
It's a banger, though, isn't it?
Your mum loves the word banger.
Yeah, banger,
she?
Yeah.
Sadie in Clacton, my husband, always says it is what it is. I just said that three times. And it always irritates me, sorry. The only problem now is he has said it much. And after being with him for around 10 years, I found myself saying it. Yeah, it wears off, doesn't it? It wears on you.
Lol.
You're just doing all the things. You're reading ahead, aren't you?
Lol.
Marie says it is what it is. I hate the saying it is what it is, says Sharon. There's a lot of people not liking it is what it is. I think we've said that in the show earlier.
It is what it is, isn't it?
Laura the Decorator says when people say lol, she hates that. Deb says, Chris, like when you said I could smash a KFC or something similar. I didn't say that. I said I could smash a Colonel's.
Oh, that's different.
It's much better.
Yeah, because this is what Debs is doing here. This is an actual, like, this is a critique just on you, isn't it?
Yeah, we're going to do that next week where we go, oh, tell us what you hate about us. And then we're going to do, that's going to be our text the next week.
Yeah.
Tell us what you hate. Look, we do it individual. Monday, we do what do you hate about Chris? And then we just do it all. And then what do you hate about Scott? And we do it alone. And then Tom, obviously, we do that over 3 days. And that'll be the week.
That's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, so
it's done. Holly says, I hate it when people say Pacific when they mean specific. Oh, and I also hate it when people use American English instead of British English, such as couch, trash bin.
See, my twins, they watch too much YouTube, so they say trash and stuff. Annoying.
My kids put the words basically in front of everything they say. It says basically. Team Reef, basically. That's what they do, basically. LOL from Lara, Laura the Decorator. Vicky, I hate it when people say use when they're talking about TV. We used to. You should come out tonight. Used to, come out tonight. Come on, used to. Why don't you come out? Come on, used to.
It's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah. Trytechcoaching.co.uk. Trying to get an advert in. Actually, it did work. I just read it out. Dan, people that say off of, it's either off or from. But, you know, I do. It's a joke. Scott off of five.
Yeah. It's funny because it is annoying.
Yeah, that's why I do it. It's funny because it's annoying. Ellie in Clacton, she hates it, like, when people say like in every sentence, like. Like, you know, when, like, for no reason at all, you just, like, drop the word like in.
I think I do that quite a lot.
Like Scott from, like, Five does. She yeah. hates that. I hate the word babes. Yuck, stop it. Essex and London, says Julian. She hates the words Essex and London.
Yeah, defo.
Sue says, OMG, don't get me started with holly bobs. What on the earth is holly bobs? You're either going on a holiday or a vacation. We're not going on a vacation, unless you're American. You're going
exactly,
on a holiday.
Exactly, that's an American one. Do you know what my son keeps on saying at the moment?
Go on.
He keeps on going, are you serious right now? And it's really annoying. It, like, literally, I don't have to say anything. I walk into a room and I go, you're right, Kevin. He goes, are you serious right now?
Do you know what my kids say at the moment? It really annoys me.
Can I have some money?
No, can you pick me up from blah, blah, blah. We realise by doing this, we're pretty much constantly annoying you by talking about things that people say. Because I think most of these annoy everybody. Jeanette says, I don't like it when people replace ing with ink. Something, everything.
That's
really, I use the F instead of the th as well. I made it even worse. I went something, but something or something.
Yeah, it's annoying.
It's something very annoying. Hell's bells. People always pull me up for saying schedule the USA way with the C emphasized, like I just did it, instead of the more gentle British way with the
schedule. Is it schedule?
Schedule. That's it's what schedule. I think it's supposed to be. Schedule.
Schedule. I can't even. You know when you say a word too many times and then you can't say it.
Well, that's what I just did as I went for that word. I went.
Hang on. What are we saying?
Schedule. I thought schedule. That's what,
schedule. Isn't it schedule?
No, it's schedule.
Schedule.
I think it's supposed to be schedule, but I say schedule.
I say schedule
because I never went.
Is
to
that wrong?
I never went to shul, so I just presume that schedule.
In it though.
In it
shul.
Lol.
Oh, you know what? One thing that really annoys me, you know, when people say something and they use the exclamation mark thing and they do the, like the bunny ear thing and
it's so annoying.
Yeah, or they go, ha ha.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Laugh out loud. In brackets. It's like you don't need to say both and it's not brackets.
Yeah.
Quotation mark. Thank you so much for all of the things that annoy you, things that people say that you can't stand. Laura the Decorator is back on there again. One more thing I hate as a tradeswoman is, while you're here, can you just... Oh, that must be annoying. I do that all the time when a builder says, oh, while you're here, can you just refit all the windows?
I do that a lot, actually.
But it's always an extra grand.
Everything's an extra grand.
Yeah, yeah. While you're here, can you just put the kettle on? It's about a grand. Yeah, it's fine. Crack on.
Ground it up to a grand.
Ground up to a grand, yeah. Sue and Bradwell on C, it's more grammar with me. Phrases like I didn't do anything or I ain't done nothing.
I done nothing.
Sue in Chelmsford, time for work annoys me. Very good. Tanya in Southend says, what annoys me is when Essex people say water. I'm from Belfast and I say it properly. But trying to correct my two kids who were born in Suffolk originally is so annoying.
I say it proper all
what,
the time.
What is, how do you say water?
Water.
Water. Oh, you mean dropping the T's?
Well, I think that's what Tom had a good one, actually. Tom said, go on, Tom.
So, you know when you've been to school and your mum's like, oh, you look so smart. No. I hate the word smart to like describe.
Oh, you look smart.
Yeah,
you
no.
Smart.
Especially in school
that.
Uniform.
I hate that.
Yeah, especially in school uniform.
It's the worst.
Yeah, I want to look scruffy.
Yeah.
I don't want to look smart. No one's saying to me, oh, Chris, you look really smart today in your school uniform.
Kerry always says to Kevin, oh, you look so handsome. And he goes, oh, Mum.
Jess says, it annoys me when you're looking at something with someone and they turn around and say, did you see that? Like, no, I was looking at the wall instead. Of course I saw it. Karen does that all the time. But did you see what I'm on the telly? Yeah, I'm watching the same programme.
I would say, no, you didn't see it because you was on Facebook.
Can I get instead of... Can I have, could I have, so annoying, almost rude, says Jill in Hatfield Peveril, with a little bit of grammar there. Amanda in Rayleigh, what have you got for us?
Hiya, boys. Hope you're all good. Great show, by the way.
Thank you. One
thing I really, really hate at the moment is like.
Yeah.
So people like at the moment, I've just said like.
You just did it.
Irritating. So it's like I went out the other day and it was like, oh, I bought this for lunch. I got a hot dog and awful. I thought I would have a Coke. Annoying? No.
It's true, Amanda. I hate it when people say, yeah, then she turned around and said, and then he turned around. I'm like, are they dizzy? They're doing a lot of turning around, aren't
they? Yeah.
Hits music lives. 5 to the 4 to the 3 to the 1. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
This is Radio Essex.
Producer Tom has given up his seat to Joe Kinch off of the overnight show.
Hello.
Hey, Joe.
You all right?
Hi, Joe. Yeah, all right. You all right with the daylight and everything?
Yeah, it's weird.
Do you want to turn the lights down so it's more like nighttime?
No, because you have lights at nighttime.
Do you? No, he just made you look.
You have the street lights on, don't you?
Yeah.
And all the night shift workers.
And we have lights in the studio.
You are literally, you're our show at night, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're on at 3 o'clock in the morning. We're on at 3 o'clock
Get
in the
people
afternoon.
Going on, going to work, coming home from work, at work.
It's just a couple of randoms in a kebab shop. Just imagine that's all that's listening, isn't it? A couple of people straggling outside a Pizza Hut. Oh, Joe Kinch is on.
He was on the daytime.
I heard him in the drive time. No, you didn't. You're dreaming. No, I did, honestly. Anyway, what can we do for you?
I made a little thing for that. You know, I did the mashup stuff before.
Yeah, what was the one we did? What's the
BTS one with the Maroon 5.
Yeah, because it sounded very similar to the other
Not
one.
Not just similar, the same one.
The same song. Well, so you've mashed up Psycho from Anne-Marie and H.
Yeah. Well, not with another song, though.
What?
I like the song.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I think it's a really good song.
Yeah, it's a good song.
But I had a thought when I was listening to it that it just sounded... I think you should just play it.
Press the button and then we'll play it.
You're calling me the psychopath. I'm the psycho. I'm the psycho.
What have you done?
It's a chicken.
Why though?
I just thought when I was listening to it that it sounded like a chicken, so I just...
Joe, is no one texting you overnight?
This is what I'm doing overnight,
the two people in the random kebab shop not getting involved in the show?
No, what it is.
Well, they did. They had a chicken and kebab, and I thought, you know what?
I'm going to put it in the song.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds like a scream for help.
I mean, yeah, what it is, it's like when he's bored at 3 a.m, when he's like, I know what I can
when
do.
You're
I can
the only one
chicken.
In, when you're the only one in, your mind does go places.
When you're the only one listening.
Christopher.
I'm only teasing.
I know.
We've all done the overnight show, haven't we?
I know, I've come you straight to drive time.
Straight to drive time.
Straight to drive time, to be fair.
I did overnights.
Uh-huh.
I liked it.
It is, it's nice.
The commute was wicked. Because when you go home at 6 o'clock, everyone's going to work. They look miserable.
And you're going,
you're
home,
going
to
home,
bed.
To bed.
Yeah,
it's good. I mean, good.
I liked it.
I
liked it.
I wouldn't want
to. The worst one I did was early breakfast, which was 4 till 6. So Jamie shift. But then Jamie does breakfast afterwards. My job was 4 till 6 in the morning. So I'd go to work at 4 and drive home at 6.
Oh.
So I'd have 22 hours of my own to play with, but it still messed up your sleep pattern.
Well, it's a weird time to wake up, isn't it?
It was awful. And I used to, and people that do night shifts will know, I'd go to bed sort of normal at 11 o'clock and then wake up at 2:30, go to work, and then come home and go to bed again till 12. So I'd go to sleep twice a day. It was just a bit weird.
I do that sometimes, yeah.
But then you come in here and entertain us with chickens.
And make your tea.
Thank you.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
There's a story doing the rounds online. You must have seen it. If you're on TikTok, you wouldn't have been able to avoid this. It's a story about a particularly strange song that a man has added to a playlist that...
Think
about the time of day.
Yeah, be careful, yeah.
For his... Alone time with his girlfriend.
Special cuddle time.
He's got a playlist. That works. The song is called Sea Bat by Hudson Mohawk. And many people describe this song online as an inflatable clown falling down the stairs. I mean, it's a really strange song for alone time.
It really
with
is.
With your girlfriend. The story essentially is that the man's girlfriend has, after 2 years, said enough is enough. She doesn't want him to play it anymore. But he argued and said it improves his performance. He said the song had a good rhythm to help improve his performance.
Listen to it. I don't know how this is helping his performance.
It's left many people online baffled as to how and why he's been using this song. It gets worse. In the last part of the story, the man explains that since his girlfriend has asked him to stop playing the song, they've stopped having this song on during the alone time. But he still remembers the rhythm of the song. And his girlfriend recognised that he still remembers the rhythm of the song.
So, so the song's not on anymore, no, but he's still going.
He's still humming it in his head, yeah. So he ended the original post that their private time has now become awkward. Where's this song even come from?
Oh, mate. Do you know what, though? I reckon it's going to spoil some other people's alone time. It's in my mind now.
There's more to this story. Can we do that now?
Yeah, we can do it now, yeah.
Since the story went viral, his girlfriend's sister has showed the post to her parents.
No.
Due to the fact that the guy used real names and ages in the post, this comes after the man had played the song to the parents at the dinner table. When they got onto the subject of music taste and he was asked to play a song. So they said, pick a song you liked. He went for this one.
He didn't tell him why.
He's revealed that his relationship has ended now after his girlfriend was very annoyed at him for sharing this information with the world. The song Seabat has since gone viral. It's topped the viral charts, sparking a trend of people on TikTok trying to make sense of the absurdity of the song and its use in this story.
So he's on his own now?
He's on his own now.
Do you think he's still using it for alone time?
I'd imagine so. I'd imagine this is on his playlist still. Yeah. It's called Seabat. It's Hudson Mohawk. And we thought, yeah, you might enjoy that story.
It's time. The Big Drive Home Podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.